Hello, beautiful women, and welcome to the Claimed Podcast. I'm Anna Rova, your host, and let me tell you a little bit about myself if you're new to the podcast. I'm a femininity and feminine embodiment coach, and I run a very powerful program for single successful women who want to attract and keep committed masculine men, or women who are already in relationships but want to change that feminine masculine polarity in their relationship.
Everyone. So today I'm coming to you again to answer some questions that you have about dating and men. Today I want to address a few questions. So if you have any questions about dating, or, you know, if you want to let me know now, what is your biggest challenge in dating? Let me know in the comment, what is your biggest challenge or your biggest frustration with dating and men? And then I might just call you up and we can have a video chat, which would be really, really cool. So comment below with your biggest challenge in dating, and then I will try and talk to you. But for now, just looking at some of the stuff, sorry, I'm kind of moving my phone and also looking at my laptop. Some of the comments that I got from yesterday were really interesting. You know, what we asked, you know, what is your biggest challenge in dating? And women have said, you know, elegantly withholding sex until I know he's committed to me only. Meeting men in an organic way. Seems like online apps are the only option right now. Yeah, dealing with the rules, give this much time before responding, see each other only X amount of times, not being the same on the same page as people you meet, being around unavailable men. Gracia Isabel says, my masculine energy takes over and I make all the moves. Crying faces, yeah, that's very, very common. And what is it? Number one, dating frustration. Women say being patient with the awkwardness if a man isn't leading. That's definitely one of the biggest challenges. Another woman says, unavailable men who treat women poorly or being ghosted without knowing why, they pretend everything is going well. I think the dates are going well and they even contact me the next day, share their phone and say we should be more in touch, but then they ghost me. Why? So whoever is here with me live, if you have a question or you want to share your biggest dating challenge, I might invite you for a quick chat so we can talk about it. Brooke says, when I finally find someone I'm interested in, I get too excited and try too hard. How to play cool and easy? Yeah, well, Brooke, very, very good question. Do you want to go with me live on video so we can chat if you're available? I think it's going to be really cool, and then that's going to help other women as well. If you are, let me just invite you. You don't have to. I mean, maybe you're not in a good location, or maybe you prefer not to be live with me, but okay, let's do it. Hi, Brooke.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? Where are you calling in from?
I am calling in from Loveland, Colorado.
Oh, awesome. What time is it there?
It is 4:30 in the afternoon, so I'm just taking a little work break.
Cool. Well, I love that during your work break, you're watching this live IGTV with me. Well, I'm in Australia, so it's 8:30 a.m. for me the next day, so I'm calling you from the future. But yeah, Brooke, let's get into it. I mean, I always find it so exciting to get with a woman live and, you know, to help you out, kind of figure this out. And obviously, on the webinar, we're going to talk more details and kind of theory and all of that. But yeah, so tell me, what's happening right now in your dating life, and what's your biggest challenge?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's like pretty rare that I find a guy that I'm interested in. Like, it's like one out of every however many that like I meet out on a date, or like I run into someone at a party. And then when I'm interested in them, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited, because like, I just feel like it doesn't happen that much in terms of just compatibility. And like, I'm super busy, right? Like, I have high standards. So when I find someone I'm interested in, so anyway, I get so like interested that I like kind of want things to happen pretty quickly. And like, I'm always used to kind of like taking control of my life, right? Whether it's like career or hobbies, I'm always kind of driving. And so it's so hard to just kind of step back from driving and like trying to make plans and just like let them kind of do it. And I just, every time I get too excited and I know I'm like pushing too hard. Now a bunch of my followers are joining this, which is really awkward.
Well, that's why I said, are you okay with being live with me on an IGTV? Because everybody can watch this, you know?
Yeah, I did not know that.
But maybe they're following, they're the same followers because you're following me and they, so, but you know, whatever you want to do, I don't want to make you feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, all good.
All right. Well, let's, I'm just going to talk in general details.
Yeah.
I mean, sorry, not in general, not going into the details. So, you know, the whole thing about dating is, you know, I sent an email yesterday to the women who subscribe to my work and are following me. Dating in general and the men that you're attracting are actually always, men are on mirrors. And so, you know, every day I kind of come to this live on Instagram, and that's what we're going to talk about on the webinar, that the men, you create your own reality of men. So, you know, if a woman tells me, for example, that it's rare to meet someone that really matches my standards or is what I need or is what I want, then that for me raises a question, because to me it says that there's something deeper here in a woman's belief system, in the way how she might be thinking about relationships, about herself, so on and so forth, especially if this is a pattern. If, for example, you're someone, and I'm not talking about you specifically, but in general, you know, patterns always give us their signals and their symptoms. So, for example, if you're a woman who's been, and these are, you know, the women that we work with, that tell us that for years, you know, for a year or two, or for many, many years, they're attracting the same types of men, the same type of men who are unavailable, the same types of men who do not lead, and so on and so forth. And so once in a while, when they find this guy who's like, oh my God, he matches all of my criteria, of course you get excited and, you know, you get ahead of yourself, and it's hard to lean back. Because, but when you really think about this, it's almost like it's a scarcity mentality when it comes to men and when it comes to dating. Because what I've seen in my own life, when I've really reframed my belief system about, you know, myself, men, relationships in general, then you look at the world not as, oh my God, good men are very rare, where have they gone? And when I find someone good, then I gotta like go for it fully. And what happens is that you just scare them off, you know, and they're like, what's up with this woman? Like, I'm out of here. I don't want to be with a woman who's like crazy and like puts her claws in me and whatever. So in the email that I sent last night, there's kind of how I see like symptom fixes that we can talk about, what to do in dating, what are the rules and things like that. But the most important thing actually are the root causes here, because you want to look at the world of men and dating in from a very much an abundant mindset rather than a scarcity mindset, that there's not enough men to go around, or, you know, most of them ghost me or whatever. And so if that is your case, not saying you specifically, Brooke, but, you know, if you're a woman listening to this and that is your case, then that needs to change. Because how I look at the world, and how, you know, when we work with women and we really work on reframing that belief system, really looking at, well, what's contributed to that, right? And we look at all the layers and the factors that contributed to us looking at men as less than. You know, a lot of women have been betrayed by men, have had negative experiences with men. A lot of women didn't see good relationship models of that polarity that we always talk about, you know, when the man leads, when you can trust your man to lead, where you don't have to do everything by yourself. Like, for so many of us, we just haven't seen it. And so when we grow up like that, when we see this around us constantly, when it's in the media, like, you know, open up Netflix and open up social media. And I always tell my clients, unsubscribe from everything that does not contribute to the reality that you want to live in, you know? I think that's why a lot of women are attracted to my work, because I'm like, men are amazing. Like, what reality are you living in? I'm living in the reality where I walk outside and I'm like, men are amazing. And therefore, imagine if you think like this and it's ingrained deeply in you, then the men you're going to attract are going to be different men. You're going to be showing up differently. You're going to be talking to them differently. And, you know, if a guy is, yes, less than your standard and less than you want, but not going to take it personally, but you're actually going to look at men from a place of curiosity and empathy. Hey, yeah, sure, I'll go on a date with you and have some, get to know you a little bit better, rather than looking at every man as, you know, as does he fit my criteria or things like that. So that is really the root cause of why so many women experience challenges in dating. And of course, there's that part of how do you let go? Right? Like, how do you not get too excited, pushing too hard for dates and taking things forward? Well, when you have that different belief system, you know that it's abundance, like there's so many men around you. And I can tell all of you listening that there are, most men are good men, just like most women are good women. There are a few bad apples here and there, but that's not the reality, right? Brooke just left, that's fine. So, you know, that's what we see, and that's what gets perpetuated and shared with all of us, you know, masculinity is toxic and everything. But good, solid men are out there, and there's no Netflix series about, not an average guy, but a good man, a family man who, you know, is a protector and a provider, you know, who takes care of his woman and his children, has a good job. Like, nobody's making a movie about that, unless, I don't know, he's been a criminal, and then he went through 12-step process for 5 years, went to jail, came back. Like, that's not what we see in the media, because it's not a story, right? Stories and films and movies and media and culture is all about, well, let's look at those rare case scenarios that there's a story there, because otherwise, I mean, you look at my man, you know, he's not a celebrity or whatever, but like, he's a really good man that I'm deeply in love with, and he's the father of my children, and I'm really happy with him. He's a true committed masculine man, and there's so many men like this around. So that's what I would say, you know, it's all about understanding the rules of the game and knowing how to play the game. That's super important, because as a woman, when you know the rules of the game, then everything becomes very clear. You understand male psychology, you understand why you need a dating funnel and all of that. And then obviously it's the root causes, right? It's working on why you're attracting these types of men. And then the main thing is when you focus on yourself. So like, the question or the challenge is, how do I not push when I meet a great guy? Well, how do you not push is when you meet this great guy, you know that you met him because you're amazing and you deserve it. And this is exactly what you want. And so it's like, you don't take it for granted, but you know, you take it as the status quo. That's how it should be. And therefore you're not going crazy about, oh my God, because when you think about this, you get too excited and too kind of, because you feel like, oh, he's too good for me, or maybe I don't deserve a man like this.
Hi, girlfriends. Sorry to interrupt your listening to the episode, but I quickly wanted to jump in and let you know that I have prepared something exciting for you. If you're interested in polarity, femininity, and how to embrace your feminine and how to attract primarily masculine men in your life, this announcement is going to be very useful for you, because I'm talking about my signature training. I'm like, how do I describe this experience? Because it's really an experience, you know. This is a signature training, my 1-hour webinar that I've put together. And it honestly, it's been through a few iterations in the last 2 years, but I feel like this is the best yet training of mine that didn't come from, you know, reading 2 books and 3 courses and like coming together in a copy paste thing that I now advise women to do. No, this has come from me, my own lived experience through my dating life and through finding and attracting the masculine man of my dreams and then marrying him and creating a family. This also came, yes, indeed, from a lot of research and learning and courses and coaches and oh my God, you name it. You know, it's been a journey of 5 years for me about that time. And also this has come from my clients. So the previous training, how is this different if you've signed up for another training of mine, which was the Live Female Success, by the way. This is different because this is now coming through a distillation of my work one-on-one with women who I've helped get to that place where they're just attracting better men, and they start attracting better masculine men and are on their way to actually to a relationship eventually. Not only masculine, but also masculine committed men. So if you are in a situation where you're attracting men that are less than desirable, let's say they're feminine men who don't want to lead, don't want to take charge, and men who are unavailable, then this training is for you. I will have to call this training How to Start Attracting Your Masculine Committed Men, basically in 30 days or less. And in this training, I will share with you some of the key things that I've learned throughout this journey that are helping. That's what my work with women is based on. So in this 60-minute training, you'll find the number one reason why you're still single and can't attract a committed masculine man. It's not what you think. How to break through the patterns of attracting unavailable or feminine men, as I said, and find your blind spot so you can attract the men you want. How to master the feminine masculine polarity so you start feeling taken care of, claimed, and finally be able to let go of control and uncover the lie of female success that's keeping you stuck, exhausted, and unfulfilled, which means in masculine energy all the time, so you can start living in freedom and joy and much, much more. So if you're interested, go to girlskill.com/webinar, sign up, and I can't wait for you to see this training and to let me know how it went. And by the way, there are no replays for this, so make sure you select the time that you can show up and be fully present. All right, I'm going to jump off and you continue listening to this episode.
So I'll tell you, I went through this myself, and a lot of women that we work with, when they start doing this work and they start attracting better men who court and pursue, it's very different from what you've experienced before. And it'd be quite scary. You're like, oh my God, how do I deal with this guy who's pursuing me? And how do I stay within myself and all this? When we work in our group coaching program, Claimed, we give you the tools on how to deal with that and all the support that you need. But it might be that transition period between, you know, because the promise of our program is you're going to start to attract better men who are masculine and who are committed, right? Emotionally available. And so when you go through this transition from breaking through that pattern, attracting new men, it might feel very scary and new. You don't know how to deal with that because you're like, oh my God, am I good enough for him? Or is he going to run away? Or is this too good to be true? You know, I had a woman, Sonia, she, you know, all her life, she said she was flying men around the world to see her. And now she met this guy who bought her tickets, well, them tickets to Puerto Rico and booked the hotel and everything. And she's like, oh my God, this is so new. This is crazy and scary. How do I not self-sabotage, right? And so in that scenario, it's like, I went through this myself. When I met my man String, I felt like, wow, he's out of my league, right? And I was doing the work that I'm doing now, teaching and coaching women. But I had to stay in that, you know? I had to lean back and watch him claim me. And I was doing my practices. And by that time, I worked on my belief system. And I'm like, he still laughs about it because I remember when he was going out on dates, you know, he was making a lot more money than me. He was courting and pursuing me. He was there. He was older. You know, he was like a solid guy. And I never experienced that. So it was scary and it was uncomfortable. And I had to stay in that. And I kept telling him when we were dating this phrase, I'm amazing. He would say something, I don't know, I can't remember. I would share something with him that happened and it was positive. And he's like, wow, that's great. And I said, well, yeah, because I'm amazing. And so I kept saying that, I'm amazing. And then he started saying that. And so, you know, as time goes by and you work with your belief system about the man, but it's all about you. And I'm like, fuck yeah, I'm amazing. Like, you know, he's lucky to be with me. Of course, I'm lucky to be with him as well. But most importantly, he's lucky to be with me. And as a woman, when you hold that belief about yourself, then you treat yourself differently. You set your boundaries and you do not settle for less than what you deserve, right? Like if you're attracting a guy who's ghosting you or whatever, you're like moving on because I'm not available for that. Like, what are my boundaries? You know, and it relates to everyone, all of the people around you as well, but especially men, because men are all mirrors. So it's a hard transition period. But if you stay in that and if you stay in your enoughness, and the biggest problem that women have is not feeling enough for the great men that they meet. The main reason, I believe in my experience, that women are attracting the men that they don't want to be with is because they just don't feel enough. Right. But when you do feel enough, because a lot of women really get scared when they meet a guy who's solid and decent, all of these triggers start popping up. Am I enough? And like they back out and self-sabotage and please love me. Like there's so many things in there. Right. It's all personal growth. And that's what we focus on. That's what my work is all about, is helping women shift, transform themselves and really how they feel about themselves and their worth. And that they do deserve men who are great men, good men, you know, who are courting and pursuing, taking the lead, taking care of you, and also focusing on yourself. And then when you do that, then everything changes. That's when dating is fun and exciting. That is the change that we're talking about. Dating is fun and exciting when you like which you're so in love with your life, first of all, you're so in love with yourself in a healthy way. Your belief system is healthy about yourself. You know that you are enough. Deep down inside, I'm so enough. And the world is abundant. And there's great men out there. And I can't wait to meet them, right? Like, that was my mentality when I met String. And when it still is, you know, there's no assholes around me, you know, from the guys who, I don't know, are at the grocery store to the taxi drivers to Uber drivers. I'm like, you're a man, you're amazing, like by default, you know? So, but if you're living in that mentality and the belief system, always being on guard, always waiting for the shoe to drop, always making men, like, don't trust men, right? Then you're going to attract men who you're not going to trust. Because a great man is not interested to be with a woman who is constantly checking and testing him. He's not available for that. I'm not available for that. Like, nobody is. I'm not available to play that game with men or anyone else. If you don't trust me, then it says more about you and how safe you feel in your body than about me. So, yeah. All right. Is there another question that we can answer? Otherwise, we're going to say goodbye. So I think that's it. Thank you so much, ladies. It was a pleasure. Okay. Have a great night, day, wherever you're watching this. And I will talk to you soon. All right. Bye.
All right, girlfriends, hope you enjoyed listening or watching to this episode. And if you did, and if you resonate with most of the things I'm saying, and you want to learn more, and you want to finally start attracting masculine men, I have an invitation for you. So, as you know, I am committed and passionate about helping successful women attract and keep committed masculine men. So, I have a personal invitation for you. If you're resonating with everything and you're ready to step up and invest in yourself and take things to the next level, I would love, love, love to talk to you and see if you would be a fit for my work and what I do. And so basically what I'm doing is I'm inviting you, and it's a personal invitation, only if you resonate, because I don't work with everyone and I'm not here to just, you know, make a quick buck and whatever. I'm here committed to your result, and I will make sure that we go until the end and that we get you the result that you want, which is start attracting better men. So I invite you to sign up to actually apply for a free discovery call with me. It's a call that is 1 hour long, and what we do is we talk about your current situation, where you are today, and what's wrong, quote unquote wrong, with your dynamics with men, what you don't like, and then we're going to talk about what you really want and where you want to get. And at the end, if I find that that's a good fit, I'll tell you what I do, and I'll offer you to join us and how we could work together. So just to give you a bit of context, this experience is all about, and what I'm going to offer to only if I find that that's a good fit, is about, number one, putting yourself in the best position to start attracting committed masculine men, and not through tactics and techniques or tips, tricks, whatever, but just by being you and understanding and appreciating men, thus creating a deeper relationship with yourself as a feminine essence woman, and attract better committed masculine men. Number two, it's all about letting go of overworking perfectionism and the need to control by overcoming your limiting beliefs, patterns, and obstacles to rediscover your worth and enoughness, and rebuilding your faith in your own voice and your own decisions, and exploring your boundaries, and so on and so on. Number three, it's all about letting your body lead. Stop overthinking and start trusting your gut and your heart when it comes to making decisions, expanding and embracing your range of emotions, cultivating sense of awareness and pleasure, and feeling more without apologizing for it. And I know if you're here, you understand, and you know that the path to your masculine man, who's a conscious, healthy man, is through you, is through embracing your feminine nature, is through running with the wolves and embracing your wild feminine side and actually gaining power from it. And a healthy masculine man will only be attracted to that if you get to that place yourself. And last but not least, it's all about becoming deeply connected to yourself as a woman. Understand what true femininity is, exploring deeper levels of intimacy, and finally becoming free, lighter, and open. Embracing basically the feminine side of polarity, because again, this is what your masculine man wants. It's all about stop living in the masculine energy by pushing, doing, and choosing all the time, and start living, enjoy freedom and your wild nature where you can surrender, where you can finally let go. Trust me, this is an amazing place to be, and it's easy and joyful, and it feels natural and feels like a woman. So if you resonate, go to girlskill.com/apply, and there's going to be a short survey. Step one, just apply there. And then the next step is to schedule a call with me. It's going to be an hour. We have fun on this call. So I hope to see you there. And my calendar is booked for another, my calendar is open for another week. So go ahead and do that. If you don't see times that are available for you, make sure you email me, because I'll always make time for you to make sure that you get your spot. All right, girlfriend, keep running with wolves, and I'll see you next week. Okay, bye.